Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Toole is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a leading-edge strategist and valued advisor for executive teams all around the world. He's the president and CEO of Prime Resource Group. He's the author of The Prime Solution, which is a book that you heard us talk about in the past on the show. And his new book is called Exceptional Selling, How the Best Connect and Win in High-Stakes Sales. And he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. As always, congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
One of the things that I've been doing as I travel around speaking to small business audiences, Jeff, and I want to get your thoughts on this. I've been quoting Dorothy. Remember Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz?
Absolutely.
I've been quoting her when she found herself in this weird place, surrounded by these weird little people. And I'm quoting what she said to her dog. You remember what she said to her dog?
I believe it was, "We're not in Kansas anymore."
We're Toto. Not in Kansas anymore, Toto. That's exactly right. And so that's what I've been telling small business owners who are, as you know, by definition, makes them salespeople. And, of course, they have salespeople as well. But I've been telling them that you're not in Kansas anymore. And what I mean by that when I explain this to them is almost everything you know, 98% of everything you know about anything you learned in the 20th century and especially selling, and that the things that you learned in the 20th century about selling, you can still use most of that. But if you aren't thinking about those things in 21st century terms, you probably look a little bit like a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. What do you think?
Well, you certainly look like everyone else, and you're not going to stand out.
You're not going to be able to differentiate yourself, are you?
Not at all. No, absolutely true.
Well, the only other thing I'm going to stick this in, then I'll let you go. I have said that you can use the things you learn in the 20th century for the internal part of the sale. Once you build the relationship, you can use closing techniques and probing techniques and those things. You can still use those things. But I don't think the 20th century way of getting the relationship started is valid anymore. What do you think?
Well, at the heart of selling, of course, is interpersonal communication, and that's what you're referring to as all those basics that stay with us and are good. But if you think of, for example, the concept of presentation, and you go back into the 50s and 60s, but we led our call with a presentation. And that was a situation where the problem we were solving was typically quite simple, the solution was quite simple, there weren't a lot of alternatives for the customer.
Right.
So when you made that presentation, they did an immediate connection back to their business, their situation, and kind of said, "Great idea, I'll take it."
Well, and here's a couple of other quick things. Number one, you knew more than they did about about the solution. Today, so oftentimes your customers know almost as much as you do. That's number one. And number two, in those days, they were sitting around waiting on you to help them solve this. Today, they're not waiting on salespeople to drop by on them, are they?
No, they can go off on their own. And the real key is you need to be thinking about the questions your customer typically doesn't think about asking themselves. When they go out to the web to research a problem or research a solution, they're getting a lot of information, but you still need to take that edge, you know, like a doctor, really, literally. People can go out to the web, get a lot of medical information, but they're not quite able to connect all the dots, and they don't quite recognize they can't connect all the dots. So when you talk with a doctor, they're going to have some questions you never thought about, and that's the real key to setting yourself apart.
What is exceptional selling?
Well, we've, over the last 25 years, our business has been working with clients to study their top-performing salespeople, their exceptional salespeople, and the desire was figure out what these folks are doing and help us put it into a process and a language and a system such that we can teach it to the rest of our sales organization. So we've accumulated that over the years and decided to put it into a book. And I think one of the real keys to the exceptional salespeople is they think differently than the standard salesperson. In other words, so there's a mindset that's extremely critical. And I'll suggest the mindset is the exceptional salespeople we find think like a business person more than they think like the stereotype salesperson.
If you can't get inside of the head of your business customers, if you can't have some empathy for what they're dealing with, for the challenges that they're facing, that probably are only indirectly, maybe unrelated, but if they're related on indirectly or related to whatever it is that you're selling, if you can't discover that and connect with them on that level, I don't think you're going to be successful in the 21st century selling. What do you think?
No, you can't. And you have to, you know, one of the things you want to look to hear, and we talk about a couple of these phrases that tell you that you're connecting, is the customer is saying things like, that's a really good question. Or they're saying, you know, we haven't thought about it that way before. I've never connected that with this part of my business. But they're actually saying back to you, acknowledging that you're standing apart. And you really want to look at creating those responses during the interview.
You talk about in selling for a long time, sales trainers have talked about identifying, building the value proposition. And in your book, you say nobody buys a value proposition. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the value proposition concept came out in the mid-80s. A fellow by the name of Michael Lanning, who was a consultant with McKinsey. Mm-hmm. And as typically happens, when we're told about new things, we tend to tie them back to what we know. And unfortunately, he had a great concept, but as soon as people heard it, they said, well, value, that's a lot like a feature. That's a lot like a benefit. And so what most of us did is just merely started calling our feature benefit presentation value proposition. So nothing really changed in what we were doing or saying. And as things became more complex, you'd talk about value, and the customer couldn't connect it back to their business. And the exceptional salespeople reverse that flow, get into the business mind, the business situation first, then go to connect the value.
We got a lot more to talk about with our good friend Jeff Toole. He is the author of Exceptional Selling. That's the new book. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's free. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check my blog out while you're there as well. Jeff Toole is on my website. He's deposited some wisdom in the past, as he is today. He's the author of the new book, Exceptional Selling, and also The Prime Solution. It's another book that you've heard Jeff talk about on my show before. Jeff, give us your website and tell us where the books are available, please.
Well, it's www.primeresource.com.
All right.
And people can head in there and download the front-end intro, chapter one, get a feel for the book.
Well, I appreciate you making that available. And of course, the books are available out there wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff, let's talk about some of the ways that salespeople sabotage themselves. You talk about that in your book. Give us some examples.
Well, you know, in interacting with people, what we found is there's sort of an innate human nature is that I want to be impressive. I want to be liked. I want to be seen as credible.
Who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. And it sometimes gets us into trouble in very, very subtle ways. For example, in a conversation, if you're saying something to the other person and they repeat back that that they have a different opinion or they're not quite understanding what you're saying, we have a tendency to say, well, I don't think you're understanding what I meant. And, of course, that puts the burden on the other person as being the person who's just made the error in the conversation.
Hmm.
Versus saying something like, you know, I maybe haven't said that as clearly as I could. Let me try again. Then you're taking the burden.
Absolutely. And yeah, you got to do that. I'm flabbergasted that a salesperson would actually put it over on the customer. That would be. What do you think causes that? Just not realizing what they're saying, or do you think it might be subconsciously intentional, where they actually, you know, want to? It's an ego thing. What do you think?
It is, and it's actually far more human nature than it is sales training. And that's one of the very interesting things we found and talk about in exceptional selling. Is most of the things that get us into trouble have been things that we've been conditioned with from early on. So, you know, when you think about would you rather be right or wrong, it's human nature to be right. So
right.
When someone says the ball is blue and you believe it's red, the natural reaction is, well, no, it's not really blue. You need to look at it this way. It's a very mm-hmm. unnatural reaction to say, well, you know, I've never thought of it being blue. Maybe you could walk me through a couple things that have brought you to that conclusion. We just don't do that naturally.
Well, you know, you could say, does this make sense? Am I saying this clearly?
That's very good. Yes.
And I'll tell you. I say that all the time. In fact, sometimes if I'm just not sure, you know, if they've asked me a question that I wasn't quite prepared for, I always ask that question. And yeah. Because I want to make sure I've gotten it back across, or if it seems to me that maybe they're not tracking with me, you know what I mean? They're not staying with me. I see it in their eyes, and I'll say, you know, let me slow down for a second. And would you, you know, am I making sense? Am I getting my message across, or whatever?
Yeah, what we call that in the book is protecting the customer's self-esteem.
Say that again.
It's about protecting the customer's self-esteem.
Tell the audience why that's important.
And if you look at a very common example around pricing, where if the customer says your price is too high, the natural reaction, and this is one of the things we want to leave back in the 20th century, the natural reaction back to that is, well, no, it's not really high when you consider the tremendous amount of value. Well, you've just said to the other person their conclusion was incorrect, and that's very subtly an attack on their self-image, fundamentally saying, no, you're wrong. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
And traditional selling is just loaded with those types of retorts and objection handling techniques.
So how would you say that? How would you use that? How would you turn that around?
This is quite scary, but the customer says your price is too high. The response should be, well, you know, that could be. This just might be over-engineered for your situation. Let me ask you a couple questions. When you say the price is too high, what are some of the first thoughts that are coming into your mind? In other words, you're not challenging mm-hmm. what they're saying. You're agreeing with their right to have their belief. That's really what it's about. And it's getting back inside their thought process, their perception, as what has led them to say that.
Well, could you say, well, one of two things has happened here. Either my product is not right for you, or I haven't done a good enough job yet showing you the value of what I sell.
That'd be a great response. And you start with, you know, that could be. I'm thinking there's one of two things, and exactly what you just said would be a great response.
Right. Jeff, give us the website again, please.
It's www.primeresource. All one word.
PrimeResource.com. They can find out more about both books there, including downloading the first chapter. Jeff, we got some more to talk about. Will you come back again real soon?
Glad to. Enjoy it.
Jeff Toole, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that's spelled T-H-U-L-L. Jeff Toole. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco. Here's Chicago to take us out. Stay with us.
In
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.